Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988, Coldwell Banker, Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, the fourth segment, the weekly multiple listing update, have a mortgage update to go with it and a little bit of regional affairs. We'll see if we start that in the fourth segment. Regional updates, I should say. And current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. Our phone number live on Monday morning, 564-1290, 564-1290, or radiorealestate.com, radiorealestate.com. Today, we have guests that have been here separately, but are actually here today for the first time. And they're going to be, do we have our little musical accompaniment here? Joe Armendariz, and Andy, I like to call him Andy Colab, but we'll call him Andy Caldwell because that's his real name. Andy Caldwell works for Colab, Coalition Labor, Agriculture, and Business. Joe Armendariz, the director, is it?
Executive director
of the Santa Barbara Taxpayers Association. And you as well, Andy, executive director?
Yes.
Is there a director?
Nope, that's us. We have boards.
The executive director. Yeah, Why can't you just be the director?
Well, that's what you call the directors or the board members.
And Andy's more of an actor than a director.
But you're kind of also, and we're going against the grain here, having to, but Joe Armendariz is not wearing his political hat today. He's a politician, and we generally eschew politicians. Is that the right word? But he got himself elected Carpinteria City Councilman. But despite that, he's here wearing his Taxpayers Association hat. They're both on their way over to the Chamber of Commerce to debate David Landecker and Greg Hart on the virtues of Measure D, or as Joe said in an email, D as in demonic. So we will talk, and then we'll get through this. They'll stay for a segment or two or three, and then we'll throw in some real estate and get some opinion on some of the density and some of the and the second district race. I'm kind of curious to see what these guys have to say. But the big thing we're all reading about is Measure D. It's coming up. On the ballot, they want to not only extend it, they want to make it longer, then they want to increase the tax, and they're changing the ratio of where all the funds are going. Which one of you wants to start first?
Well, I will. First of all, I want to say that the organizations that I represent, which is a coalition, we have over 1,300 members countywide, were not against the renewal of Measure D per se, and we weren't even against the tax increase, the proposed tax increase. What we are dead set against is the project list that has been put forth by the Santa Barbara County Association of Governments, because we think they're going to end up basically wasting our money on what we're calling environmental pork projects to the detriment of transportation infrastructure. And specifically, we're going to be asked to spend more to get less, way less. And in fact, if this plan goes forward, excuse me, our transportation system is going to be in shambles in 30 years. So probably shambles within 10 to 20 years. It will be in shambles because this is the most irresponsible project list we've ever seen ever proposed in this county.
Now, the original Measure D was sold as being for transportation
infrastructure.
Infrastructure, is that correct? Were you around, Joe? You got something to say about the original Measure D, and then we'll talk more about how this is differing, why we're spending, increasing the tax, spending more, and getting less. But what was the original Measure D, and I assume both of you support the original Measure D?
Well, we did, in fact. The original measure, which was on the ballot back in 1989, was endorsed by the County Taxpayers Association, and in fact, we had a representative from our board of directors that signed the ballot. So let there be no misunderstanding out there that the County Taxpayers Association understands the importance of this issue, and we understand the importance of having an available, identifiable revenue source to, as Andy suggested, reinforce and maintain our physical transportation infrastructure. It's a huge issue, not just for the average citizen, but for business across the county.
This was back in 89. This is when 101 expansion was just looming. Was part of it sold? Was it tied to that?
It was the star. It was on the poster that pass Measure D, you'll get 101 widened. It was on the ballot. It actually put it on the ballot that shall the voters and pass this in order to widen the 101. That was the star project. And the point is the original Measure D, was a half-cent sales tax scheduled for 20-year duration. 90% of it went to roads, highway, and freeway improvement and maintenance projects. 10% went to alternative transportation. So it was a 90-10 split between roads, freeways, highways versus alternatives. And it was a 70-30 split where each local jurisdiction that's responsible for roads within their jurisdiction got 70% of the money. Cities in the county got 70% of the money for local road maintenance and construction and things like that. And then 30% went to regional projects such as freeway overpasses, the 101 improvement project, et cetera, et cetera. So there was a 70-30 split and a 90-10 split.
And we're going to get into, I know right. You have a lot to say about how that's
changed. So that's what the original was about. But the star project that was supposed to have been done was the 101 widening. So the voters voted. The voters trusted the Santa Barbara County Association of Governments to do what they promised to do. Well, a few years later, because Carpinteria, Montecito, and the city of Santa Barbara didn't want their Bougainvillea ripped out, they defunded, a supermajority SBCAG defunded and deauthorized the 101 widening project that had been authorized by the voters. And that's why it didn't get built during the first 20 years. It was funded, it was approved as a project, and then bottom line is the people pulled the rug out from under it.
It was funded in part for Measure D, and then there was state funding.
State money was matching. The match was there.
I remember like yesterday, Joe, there was a woman on the front page of the news press. And it was a group of people really opposed to widening of the 101, and they succeeded. And then it was 10 years later, not too long ago, where her picture was back, and she said, you know what? I was incorrect. I've changed positions, and by now it would have been built.
And a couple $100 million in increased costs since that time.
Which is another issue. We're going to get into some of the specifics. We're talking with Andy Caldwell from CoLab and Joe Armendariz from the Santa Barbara Taxpayers Association, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. We're talking about Measure D. And now I keep saying the original Measure D. Our phone number, by the way, 564-1290, 564-1290. What's the new one called, the new measure?
Measure D 2006.
Oh, so they didn't want to call it Measure F. They really are tying it in to Measure D, yet glaring, significant changes.
Absolutely. That's been part of the frustration for Andy and I during this whole process. You had, 13 elected officials sitting on SBCAG give eloquent, articulate speeches about how great Measure D was. And yet, when given the opportunity to put Measure D back on the ballot, they chose not to, but they're going to continue to call it Measure D.
And it went to 89, 99, so 209 is the sunset, the year 2009?
2010.
2010.
We voted on it in 89. It became effective in 1990.
Okay, now I'm going to take a break, and then we come back for the second segment, and we can get into the specifics about why Santa Barbara Taxpayers Association and CoLab, Coalition for Labor, Agriculture, and Business, are opposing the new and improved Measure D. And we'll talk about where the money's going, how it's being split up, and where they're increasing the tax. They're increasing the tax, but the net result for the original 10 of Measure D for infrastructure, they're actually going to get less. So we'll describe that. We'll come back. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, our phone number, 564-1290, 564-1290. And well, that was a good first segment. Let's play some commercials. We'll come right back. Stay tuned.